Part 1. Backwater. The strange and wet spring I turned 17 and crossed the marshy border that separates all that is good and bad of boyhood from all that is good and bad of manhood, three men tried to kill my father. Then water and the actions of men washed away almost everything I knew. The first incident rose like steam from nowhere but the damp ground and was over before it had time to worry anyone other than me. My father, William Proby, had worked in logging since he was 13 years old, when the lumber company showed up with a dollar for any young man willing to lay track and fell the backwoods he'd crawled out of. My father had started as a water boy and then, through brains and sweat labor and some said cunning, if not treachery, moved into skilled positions. He'd thought and muscled his way from locomotive engineer to loader operator to drum puller to skidder foreman to camp foreman. Then, a scant few years before the spring in which three men sought to halt his rise, he was made superintendent of the town of Cyprus. Though he could not have known it would be Cyprus, and indeed Cyprus had not existed on the map or anywhere else before the lumber company thought it up and made it a place, becoming company town superintendent had been my father's plan since he was that 13-year-old water boy. There were men in Cyprus with more education, men who'd matriculated in social strata that my father would never touch, the town's doctor and dentist, of course, and even Gaspar Anderson, the painter who roomed parts of the year with the Washburn women. But no one in town ranked higher than my father. No one was over him, not since he had taken care of the constable. Charles Segrist didn't really count. Everyone knew that, as company representative, Mr. Segrist limited his Cyprus rounds to a few days a week, preferring to spend most of his time in New Orleans, where, as he put it, his true interests lay. One Saturday early in the new year, I was riding the rails with my father on a gas-motored cart adapted to stay on the tracks by the addition of flanges to the inner walls of its